Welcome in to the Jump Around postgame show. The Badgers stun the Illinois Fighting Illini by a score of 91-88 in overtime. Man, oh man, Riley Yauch here with Pablo Iglesias. That was a phenomenal basketball game, and resiliency is the first thing that comes to my mind, Pablo, when I think of this Wisconsin Badgers squad. What a win.
Yeah, you couldn't have put it any better, Riley. I had my doubts. I had my moments. I know that we're trying to figure out these plans, and we'll get ready for Saturday Scramble. Excited that I'll be in Chicago, but we still have Saturday Scramble going on. But the fact that the Badgers are able to take care of business again, do what they did. They had a 15-point deficit. There were times where I thought that this Badger team, I don't know how I feel about this game. Hey, as long as they put up a good fight, I was happy with the loss almost. But instead, they force overtime. They fought back. Resilience is the perfect word that you said. And again, I just love the fight that Bucky had. And you could feel that even though Nick Boyd, this is one of the things that I absolutely love about Nick Boyd, is that he was ready for this moment. He has been ready for this moment. He said yesterday that he wanted to bring that confidence, that swagger from the FAU run that they had in the Final Four to this Wisconsin team. And even when the stadium started to boo him on the calls, he was still putting his arms up, swinging left and right. Riley, I got to tell you, man, they are truly embracing the villain arc, and I'm here for the Wisconsin Badgers in March.
Which, that is phenomenal. And Pablo, you were there. Take us inside. What was it like inside the United Center? Because on TV, the atmosphere looked electric. Nick Boyd was in Boswell's grill within 30 seconds on the first possession of the ball game. He was taking it to Illinois, hyping up the crowd. It seemed like his arms were in a constant state of upward and downward motion. The dog came out of Nick Boyd, that is for sure. What was the atmosphere like, though, for you inside the United Center today?
I mean, it felt like it was a true Illinois home game again. And the fact that the Badgers had the privilege in the best way, because they went into the State Farm Center in Champaign and took care of business in overtime. And in that way, too, it almost felt like that you were at this disadvantage. It was another road game for Wisconsin. And the fact that they went, you know, forehead to forehead right off the bat within the first 30 seconds gave you an idea of what this game, what this atmosphere was going to be like. Heck, even before, during starting lineups, my watch tells me when – hey, you're in a loud environment, you might want to start looking at moving around because it's not going to be good for your hearing. Riley, that was well before tip-off even happened. So that's what the environment was like pregame, and it just kept getting louder and louder, and you could feel the Let's Go Badgers start to slowly build up over time.
And that, I feel like, goes back to the resiliency of this team to be able to beat a very good and a fully healthy Illinois team essentially on the road at the United Center in Chicago. That is certainly not something to be overlooked as the Badgers continue their march in the Big Ten tournament and start to turn their gaze toward the NCAA tournament starting next week. Going back to Nick Boyd, though, and this guard play. Nick Boyd finished with 38 points, just 2 points shy of the record for a Big Ten tournament game, and John Blackwell with 31. What more can you say about Nick Boyd and John Blackwell, Pablo? That was one of your keys to the game today for the Badgers, that the guards play well, and they played out of their minds.
Yeah, the Killer Bees, man. I think we got to figure out how to help get them an NIL deal on this one. The Killer Bees really came to play, and they left that sting. And one of the biggest plays, I think, down the stretch was John Blackwell's offensive rebound, because we know how big this Illinois team is. Heck, I saw them when they were walking in, and I knew that this was a tall team, and yet I was like, oh my goodness, these guys are towers. As soon as I saw them, you know, right next to me, I knew these were big guys, and I was wondering how Wisconsin was going to rise up to the occasion. It wasn't Biliauskas or Rapp or even Will Garlock who got that offensive rebound. It was John Blackwell, a guy who came shooting out of nowhere. So that's one play on the Blackwell side that I felt like really stuck out to me, because that's the fight. That's the resilience. And another side of this too, Riley, is that the Badgers, not only my thing was that I was hoping that Wisconsin was able to at least minimize or stay as close as they could in the offensive rebound margin, right? But instead, They ended up actually owning it at the end of this game, which I think is amazing to think about. You're down Nolan Winter, and you have guys that are moving in and out. And yesterday, the bigs mentioned that the trouble that they had yesterday was because they got into early foul trouble. So they were able to avoid that. They were able to own the offensive rebound margin, which I think was just amazing to think. Masterclass across the board. The one thing I would say, though, real quick, not to get too far off track on the Black Belt Boyd, is it's just – I think Wisconsin does need to tighten up just a little bit towards the end. I don't want to see those scary passes that that Andrew Rohde made. I'm not going to lie. That long pass, my heart stopped on that one. Thankfully, it was executed.
And Braden Carrington had to turn on the jets to track that puppy down.
Yeah, and I would just say tighten it up there. But all in all, Blackwell and Boyd, the Killer Bees, as I mentioned, those are one of my keys to the game, is that they need to ball out. They did it yesterday. They did it today. Now you set yourself up with a date with Michigan, and you're one win away from going back to the Big Ten championship, Riley.
That would be the third year in a row, if I am not mistaken, that the Badgers go to the Big Ten tournament final. Wisconsin, 91-88 winners over the Illinois Fighting Illini today in the Big Ten tournament quarterfinals. They will square off with the Michigan Wolverines tomorrow afternoon. Riley Yauch, Pablo Iglesias, this is the Jump Around Extra postgame show. And Pablo, you mentioned it briefly there. Wisconsin came into this game without Nolan Winter, and they ended up out-rebounding Illinois, which came in at full strength, one of the best rebounding teams in the Big Ten. Wisconsin finishes with 37 total. Illinois finishes with 36 total. Offensive boards, 11 for Wisconsin, 9 for the Fighting Illini. Pablo, if Wisconsin's able to do this without Nolan Winter, man, it feels like the sky is the limit for this team.
100%. I mean, how can this not give you confidence? Heck, even if you go down swinging tomorrow to a Michigan team where, let's be honest too, Ohio State proving that anybody is anybody's vulnerable. It's not just an Illinois team that might have a sus defense. That's the beauty of this time of the year, and why I think this could be really good for the Badgers. If you look at some of the teams, even outside of the Big Ten, I think of, we had this conversation actually back in the ESPN Madison office of looking at North Carolina State with DJ Burns and how they went on a run in the ACC tournament. Mm-hmm. Again, I think that Wisconsin's a little higher ranked, but all it takes is, I love to say this, it takes one match to start the fire. And very well, this could be that match for Wisconsin without Nolan Winter, which it looks like, again, he seems like he's in good spirits right here. I saw him yesterday on the way out of the tunnel, and he said, hey, and just gave me a quick nod. He's like, I'm feeling better. And I couldn't get any other info. Don't get me wrong. I didn't want to poke too much, but I did get the I'm feeling a lot better, and it felt like it was said with a lot of confidence.
The defense also bowed up, Pablo, in overtime. The Badgers held Illinois without a field goal for 3 minutes and 9 seconds of that overtime frame. It felt like as the game went on, there were points when Illinois was starting to pull away. It was going to be a comfortable win for the Illini, similar to the Wisconsin-Washington game yesterday. But Wisconsin just kept chipping away, and ultimately, for as much as their defense struggled throughout today's game, as much as their defense has struggled at points throughout the season, when it mattered, they showed up. When Andrew Rohde consistently got picked on by seemingly every member of Illinois' team down the stretch, he bowed up. He got stops. And I think that just speaks volumes of this team, where it seems like they can even turn their weaknesses into strengths when the moment requires it.
Yeah, Riley, one thing that comes to mind, too, is, you know what, I don't think I'm going to get fined if I say this. I'll speak if the players can't or Coach Gard can't. I did not feel like that the officiating was on par today. I'm not going to lie. I did not feel like that it was it was a very weirdly officiated game. Mm-hmm. But all in all, it goes what I think of as a couple of years ago in the round of 64 when Wisconsin played James Madison. And as Jim Rutledge loves to put it, they got bullied, and it was the bully that took their lunch and ate it, and the Badgers did absolutely nothing. We have seen, going back to the start of this episode, you mentioned the word resilience. We've seen that growth. We've seen that maturity, and we've seen them be able to be resilient. They've been able to push through. They've been able to fight. And even if they get punched, it's the Rocky saying, it doesn't matter how hard you get, how hard you hit. It's a matter of how many times you can get hit and keep going.
That you are correct, or correct you are. I love the quote from Rocky. And I was just looking at my notes there. Not a fan, thinking about how the game ended. Wasn't a big fan of John Blackwell on the final possession and how that all shook out, the final shot. But ultimately, doesn't matter when the Badgers end up getting the win. But a couple more things here, Pablo, before we sign off. Looking ahead now, the Badgers have Michigan tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament. Do you think a win tomorrow over the Michigan Wolverines will give Wisconsin a bump in seed line? Currently solid on the sixth line. Do you think a win over Michigan to send them to the Big Ten championship game puts them in that five range?
I mean, I think the committee at least has to entertain the conversation at the very least, right? This gives you at minimum two extra quad one wins and two wins against top 25 teams. I think that's almost that is the beautiful thing right now about the Big Ten tournament with the majority of these games is that not only for, you know, for these teams, but also for the fans, too, they get the treat of watching multiple top 25 matchups. So if one, you get that win against Illinois, so that's another quad one victory. And if you're able to take down Michigan, who's arguably right up there is one of the top teams in the nation, you take it down an Illinois team out of its conference tournaments, a one and done after X amount of days of rest, and this is their first game in the tournament, and then you turn around and then knock out Michigan potentially. Those are two big quad one wins that I feel like the committee has to at the very least consider. Hey, maybe we should slide Wisconsin up a little higher. I feel like that has to be at least considered at the very least.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't be shocked if it happens. I went into this tournament not caring really whatsoever about what happened. I would have been fine if the Badgers lost yesterday. I sort of expected them, especially with how we saw the game transpiring at multiple points, just sort of chalk this game up to a loss. Badgers get an extra day of rest. It'll be all fine. We're moving on. We're a six seed. Let's look ahead to the NCAA tournament. And now, if you're Wisconsin, you're probably getting, at least according to a lot of bracketologists, Miami of Ohio at the 11 line, a MAC school. You move to that 5 seed line, you're getting a conference champ more than likely, but watching how they perform today, personally, I'm not worried about Wisconsin facing anyone, any type of opponent, any quality of opponent. I think the Badgers can do it all. And now before I look at the positive side and get a prediction from you, actually, you know what? I'm going to save it for the Saturday. I'm going to save the prediction of how far the Badgers go in the NCAA tournament for Saturday Scramble tomorrow. I want from you before we head out, one, how far do you think the Badgers advance in the Big Ten tournament? Do you think they beat Michigan tomorrow? Do you think they win the whole thing? What happens the rest of the way for Wisconsin? And what is your biggest area of concern? We've talked about resilience. We talked about the mettle that the Badgers have shown. Nick Boyd and John Blackwell, obviously fantastic. They made the stops they needed to down the stretch. But if there's something that concerned you, what is it?
So to start off, I would say prediction-wise, I think they can beat this Michigan team tomorrow. I mean, you already have their number. You did it on their home turf before, so why can't you do it at a neutral site? I mean, who knows? Hopefully Bucky's going to have a good outing come tomorrow with all the other fans that were selling their tickets that'll definitely need to get into the United Center tomorrow. So there's your shot. There's your call out to Wisconsin fans. Get your tickets now before it's too late, a la Barry Alvarez. So I think Wisconsin can actually do this. And you know what? Maybe I'm going to be speaking with a little bit of the heart, but also, again, this team has their number already from this season. So why count the Badgers out now? Now, as for the area of concern, I need to see more consistent three-point shooting. Yes, Illinois did have Keaton Wagler, who I got to say was just an absolute baller to watch out to. This kid's going to be something legit. There's a reason why he was the Big Ten Freshman of the Year. But I think in order for Wisconsin to be in, I don't think it's going to be a slugfest between Michigan, but that's what kept them in the game last time around was that they were knocking down threes left and right. Now, I'm not expecting an electric record-breaking outing, but you got to make sure that you tighten up on threes. They had good looks. You just got to make sure that you knock them down when you get those good looks now.
Yep, I don't disagree, that's for sure. Boyd, 38, Blackwell, 31, the next highest scorer for the Badgers after Blackwell's 31. Austin Rapp with 8 points.
And unreal.
Then AB has 6, and then it's 3-3-2. So certainly areas for improvement for the Badgers when it comes to scoring outside of Nick Boyd and John Blackwell. Personally, I think the Badgers are going to get bounced by Michigan next round. Michigan just got scared by Ohio State. I think they're going to come out with a fire, with a fury. I think Wisconsin's going to keep it close. I think it's going to be a really good basketball game yet again. Yep. And once again, I certainly don't mind seeing the Badgers lose tomorrow. That might be ideal. You get one more day of rest. Nolan Winter, we might be able to see Nolan Winter tomorrow. He may get a few minutes. We'll see. That would be awesome. Give him a chance to, you know, get some legs underneath him before the NCAA tournament. Get that conditioning in game back a little bit. But I think the Badgers are going to lose tomorrow, and I think that is okay. They have done everything they have needed to do and more. Badgers 91, Illinois 88. Phenomenal, phenomenal basketball game. Pablo, any final thoughts before we close it out?
You know what? I just say ride the lightning. Anything can happen in March. That's exactly what Nick Boyd said to me. Word for word is, you know what? All matters is don't apologize, essentially, for winning in March. Don't feel bad if your game looked like this or your game looked like that. Real quick, too, I also loved the fact that Nick Boyd told me yesterday that their win at Illinois earlier in the season wasn't even their best performance all season, and that he ended up being true to his word today, and they delivered in an even bigger way. So I say just keep building on that momentum, and like the Nick Boyd mentality is never apologize for the wins in March. Just be, just enjoy every moment of it and know that you're moving on to the next day and you get 40 more minutes. That is a special thing. And you know what? Win or lose tomorrow too, Riley, I think this team can be lethal in the March Madness tournament. Mark my words.
Yep. We've been saying it. Final four ceiling for this team. They can beat anyone. The Badgers can beat anyone. Unequivocally, the Badgers can beat anyone, and they proved it again today, defeating Illinois 91-88. Man, Nick Boyd, the energy is just so fun. So fun to watch. This team rocks, and the journey in the Big Ten tournament continues tomorrow. Wisconsin 91, Illinois 88. The Badgers square off with the number one seed in the tournament, the Michigan Wolverines, tomorrow. For Pablo Iglesias, my name is Riley Yauch. This has been the Jump Around Extra post-game show on ESPN Madison. God bless everybody.